Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life, a Life You. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I am joined by an amazing other student at the university and fellow student ambassador, which I love and adore, Yodacy Wibera. Hi. Well, how are you, Mama?
I'm good.
So good to see you. You look so fashionable and beautiful as always.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Oh, yes, I'm really excited. So tell the world a little bit of who Yodacy is and what you're in the chiropractic program. Where are you in the program?
So I am 10th quarter, ninth quarter clinic, from Colorado is where I moved from, but I am from a small town in Nebraska and I grew up there, moved to Wyoming for a few years and finished my undergrad in Colorado. During my time in Colorado, I was finishing up an internship and I had an injury. And that injury was pretty severe to where I couldn't walk.
Okay.
Brought me to listening to my mom's advice and...
Mama knows best.
Yeah. took some time, but yes. finding a chiropractor to go, you know, get adjusted. Had never really had chiropractic care. Had no idea what it was. I didn't really think it was going to help, but I was like, you know what? Let me just please my mom. So I went. And, you know, during that time, I was still trying to just come out of pain and trying to figure out what my life could possibly be if I wasn't able to really walk or live or do things to the best that I could because of my injury. So during that time when I was going in for appointments, they were interviewing me, but just kind of casual questions, you know, like, what are your plans after graduation? Or what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? And I was just kind of, you know, thinking short term, really like, I don't know.
Plugging in some answers.
I was like, I don't know, but my back really hurts though. So, you know, during that time I was, like I said, getting interviewed without really knowing. And then I eventually was offered the position as a CA, and, you know, I was like, I'll take it. You know, I don't have anything lined up and I'm graduating and I would love to stay in Colorado. So took the position, started working for them. And I, one day, it was about a year later, in a meeting, I was sitting there just kind of, you know, all right, let's talk about what we need to talk about. And they had said, you know, this time next year, you're going to be applying to chiropractic school. Being the first person to go to college, no doctors in my family, I was like, I was like, let's be for real. You know, like, I don't have anybody to look up to. I don't really have, you know, those role models and in that field, you know. So I was kind of like, okay, well, I'll apply, you know, just to see what happens. And I came to Life Leadership Weekend in January, and it was during COVID, so it was a little different. But during my time in Life Leadership Weekend is when I really was like, that feeling of like when you know, and that was that feeling. And I met a student ambassador who is now my mentor, which we'll probably get into later. But I that at that moment, I was like, this is where I need to be. This is where I will be in, you know, 6 months moving across the country. But
Yeah. Look at you. Look at you. You just took a chance on yourself time after time after time. And look at you where you are now.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's a beautiful thing to do. It was a very courageous thing to do.
It was very scary. Very scary.
And you've made it.
Yeah.
And how does it feel?
It feels amazing, you know, but this is just the beginning. So
just the beginning. Yeah. You're about half or a little over halfway through the program. Talk to me about what your experience was. So having been to Life Leadership Weekend and then kind of starting in the program, was it really, was a realistic transformation from what you saw Life Leadership Weekend and the program? Of course, understanding that now all of a sudden you have 10,000 classes that you have to go through.
I would definitely say yes, because the support that I had, you know, with my decision and the community at Life Leadership Weekend was different. One I had never had before. You know, you go to undergrad and you have your friends and you have your community there, but coming to a community where it's a lifestyle and that you fall in line with is, it's really different.
Yeah.
And that is really what made it feel like home. And comfortable, you know. And my mom, she was with me. So, you know, she's like, well, I need to also make sure, you know, where I'm sending you mm-hmm. is I'm comfortable with it too.
Right.
And, you know, by the end of the Life Leadership Weekend, she was like, I want to be a chiropractor.
I love that.
So, yeah, no, she's like, maybe, you know, in a different lifetime, but I'm like, well, so I, yeah, it was, it definitely was the same from Life Leadership coming here, you know, mm-hmm. like you said, 10,000 classes that you have, but mm-hmm. the community is there every step of the way. You know, mm-hmm. you don't feel like you're just on your own journey and doing it alone. Like you have your friends that you start with, but then you also have your friends that you're like building through quarter by quarter, class yeah. by class, and then finding mentors along the way. So,
yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. And I love that you had that experience, because it's very similar to the experience that I had, kind of just moving to a place completely, unfamiliar with, but also oddly enough, having it feel like home.
Yeah.
And just having just speed dial an array of numbers and people that you knew you, that they would show up no matter what.
Yeah.
It definitely shifted. And those people, yes, a lot of them were students, but a lot of them were staff and a lot of them were faculty and a lot of them were board of trustees and peak doctors and mm-hmm. just people. At the end of the day, we're just people that were there to hold you and support you. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you had that experience. Talk to me a little bit about your, like, the change. So you come from a semester school, yeah, mm-hmm. Into a quarter school university.
Yeah.
What was your undergrad in, and what does that semester kind of translate to quarter?
So my undergrad is in sports and exercise science. I got a minor in coaching, and I took 2 years off after graduation before yeah. coming here. So that in itself was a challenge, let alone coming into a quarter system. I had no idea how fast a quarter system works. I had no idea how, you know, much material is packed into, you know, one class or 1 week, you know? Mm-hmm. So trying that first week of quarter one, it was different. You know, I was 2 years removed and I was in my biochem class and I was like, I don't understand anything she's saying right now. Like it was a different language. And I, you know, obviously had to work a little harder than those who were coming from a semester straight to a quarter. So they were just kind of like, you know,
quick transition.
Yeah. And it definitely took some time, but one thing that I took from, you know, learning from Life Leadership Weekend, from that my mentor actually told me mm-hmm. to now, and being on the other side of things and kind of going through, you know, half the program already, is finding what kind of learner you are.
Mm.
Because it was tough at first, but eventually by like second, third quarter, I was a little bit more in tune with how I learn
yeah.
to where I could make things a little bit more efficient, mm-hmm. make things a little bit more effective. And now, you know, during Life Leadership Weekend, that's my piece of advice that I give to people, because yeah. I wish I would have had that before, you know, coming in or taking those 2 years off and mm-hmm. knowing this is what I'm getting myself into.
That's beautiful. I love that. And there are a lot of, to my understanding, there are workshops and different events that the university that they host for you to be able to learn that, but also understanding that our learning styles, they shift, they evolve, just like our taste buds, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to be able to, hey, you might have not liked pickles, I don't know, 10 years ago, but all of a sudden try them and it's the love of your life now, saying it from experience. But same thing with our learning abilities, right? The way that you learn maybe in an undergrad might not be translated to the same way that you learn now.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to adapt and change through that. That's awesome. So what inspired you to become a student ambassador besides that Life Leadership Weekend experience, if any?
So it was kind of like it was a timing thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested because I had a couple of friends who had started before I did, and they were like, you should apply. And I'm like, okay, I'll apply. But actually the quarter that I was going to apply, I ended up not applying because timing.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like if I would have put something else onto my plate, I wouldn't have been able to really give what I needed to give or what I wanted to give.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that quarter to really think about this is something that I really want to do so that next quarter I can apply. And that next quarter, I took that time and I applied and just kind of went through, you know, the recruitment process.
It's me. Sorry.
And no, you're fine. And it was, you know, learning a little bit about myself through each kind of encounter that I had with the student ambassadors. And I was like, okay, like, I feel like, you know, I'm kind of, you know, in my shell a little bit, but talking to them, it kind of brought me out of my shell and really made me think about questions that I could be asked by anybody out of the, you know, our little bubble here. So I was like, you know, this is good communication because I realized that communicating chiropractic is something that I do when I go back home. But I'm, you know, there's just not, it's there, but it's really not like
polished yet.
You know, like there's, it could use some fine tuning. So I took that opportunity just thinking I was, you know, going to work on that. But throughout Life Leadership Weekends and throughout tours and different things, I was like going through kind of like this, I kind of want to be a, like almost like a mentor. Or maybe during. So that was something that I really like found that I really enjoyed about it. So I'm just kind of diving in into that a little bit more this quarter, actually. So
that's beautiful. I'm so excited. And I could definitely see your essence as a mentor through life with all your life experience. And there's a connectedness, and I hope that you don't mind me saying, but a connectedness and a grounding that you just, you have an eminence of that, and it's beautiful and it's very attracting. And I think that a lot of people would be so honored to just touch that. So it's just absolutely gorgeous. I think definitely you as a mentor is absolutely amazing. And I would love to see you step into that role. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited for everything that you're about to do. You're only just scratching the surface of your clinical experience, which means that it's uphill from now, right? So excited for everything that you're doing. Congratulations. I am just beyond thrilled to call you a colleague. And I can't wait. I really cannot wait.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with us.
Thank you.
Hope to see you very soon. I'll see you around clinic.
And
I'll see you guys on the next episode of Living Life at LifeU. Bye-bye.